Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, what next for this Irish social media star?
So the girl I'd like to couple up with is Martha.
Mara and Charlene, you are now single and therefore dumped from the villa. Please pack your bags and say your goodbyes.
Charlene Murphy was dumped out of the Love Island villa last night, but it doesn't mean that her professional opportunities are over. In fact, possibly anything but, because reality TV can be a stepping stone to so many lucrative brand deals. YouTuber, entrepreneur and former Love Island contestant Rob Lipsett is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Rob, how's things?
What's going on? Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Lovely to talk to you, Rob. Just cast your own mind back to your stint in Love Island. What happens on a day like today when it's all over?
So I was not nearly as successful as Charlene on it. I think I got a good 10 minutes of airtime, but I was on it anyways. And so when you come off it, you're put into like a quarantine, I guess you could call it. You're stuck in a hotel for a few days and you have to stay there. You have to do like a debriefing with a psychiatrist and everything. And you're coming off the show and you're kind of just winding things back down. But yeah, you go back into the hotel before you're freed.
Yeah, before you're back into the Irish society again.
Exactly.
Now that she's gone from the villa, Rob, how does a show like Love Island, like now in 2026, when it's been, you know, when it's been on our TVs for so many years at this stage, how does it change business opportunities and even professional opportunities for contestants?
For sure. So I was on it in 2017, and what you do after the show is very, very important. Don't just jump at every opportunity. A lot of people, contestants, they'll go on the show and they'll like start working with brands that they wouldn't actually use themselves, promoting like kind of anything and just trying to make a quick buck. So have your integrity and don't just be like just constantly doing ads after the show. What you want to do is use this to build your personal brand up and show people what you're all about. Show people what you're an expert in, what you're passionate about. And that's how you build a long-term audience. So like I've been doing this for, you know, 12 years, YouTube, Instagram and all that, because I'm playing the long game. So it's very, very important what contestants do now after the show. Just have a bit of a long-term vision and don't just like promote anything and like, you know, do a big nightclub tour or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you got to be more calculated now than ever and be very mindful and have integrity that you've got a lot of eyes on you. So what you promote is very important, you know.
Do all of the contestants that take part, you know, even in whatever capacity, even as the kind of the Casa Moore contestants that might not, you know, maybe get a full stint into the actual villa. But for all of them, like, are there approaches for nearly everybody, Rob?
Yeah, because it's such a hot show when people see that you've come off it, that you'll just get a lot of opportunities. And this is why, like, you know, people get agents and everything to help them navigate it. But with Charlene, like, she was huge on social media before. So I'm confident that she's going to be all right and she's going to navigate it well.
Yeah, I saw even over since she's only been on it, even a week at this stage. But I read it a couple of days ago that her social media Instagram following alone had jumped by about 100,000, you know, even within a couple of days of her featuring on the programme. Maura Higgins is probably the ultimate Love Island entrepreneur. But I imagine,
Exactly. Yeah,
it's probably difficult though, Rob, is it? Like, not everyone's going to be Maura Higgins.
No, it's tough. And that's why they have like, you know, a mental health specialist kind of talk to a lot of people after the show. But like with people like Charlene and even myself, you know, my main job was a YouTuber before. So I was kind of like, life didn't change too much for me. I got a great boost from it as well. But for people that, like, you know, they would work a different job and then they're launched into the limelight like this, it can be very weird, you know, super strange. Yeah. So,
a lot of people in Ireland would know, obviously, Charlene Murphy from social media, and obviously she did her podcast here through Go Loud as well. But for so many others, that instant recognition and the loss of anonymity can be difficult to manage, Rob.
Yeah, completely. It's like a roller coaster, and you know, you're just shooting up, and it can be super strange, especially when you go in with, you know, no audience, and then you come out and you got a massive audience and everyone's judging your every move. So it can be a big shock for a lot of people. Yeah. And I know some of the guys that I went on the show with, and I'm still friends with them to this day, you know, they had a big shock with all that.
Yeah, trying to manage all of it when they come out.
For sure.
Yeah. Do many people, I mean, not to be cynical about it, but do many go into Love Island nowadays with a view to trying to sort of make a kind of a professional career out of being a, you know, maybe, I don't know, a social media creator at the end of it?
Yeah, I would say over 90% do. Just being real with you.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of people view it. Like, you know, if you find love in there, that's a bonus. But I think it's not exactly a conventional way to find love. I think people go in to have a bit of fun and to build a career from it. And yeah, that's the reality of it.
Do you still watch it? Nearly, whatever, eight, nine years on?
I watch all the clips and I tune in the odd time, but my wife has been watching it like so closely since Charlene's been on it. So I get all the highlights. I get the recap from her.
Yeah, she sort of gives it to you in a nutshell.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Look, Rob, lovely to chat to you. Thanks a million for joining us here on the programme this afternoon. Rob Lipsett there, YouTuber, entrepreneur and former Love Island contestant. And I should have said at the very outset of all of this, but sure, with social media, you can't avoid it. I came home from Marley Park last night at about 10:30. And for the first time I looked at my Instagram account, everything was telling me that Charlene Murphy had been dumped from Love Island. Unfortunately, because I've been following it myself very closely to see Charlene in particular over the past week or so. It'll be interesting to see how tonight pans out.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.